Morning. What an absolutely gorgeous day out there. This week is supposed to be pretty nice all week. So please get out and enjoy it. Do something different. At the very least, sit outside instead of in front of the TV. Just relax and enjoy the weather. A couple of things I'd like to mention. One, our giveaway on August 26th, Lonnie is in charge of that, and we've been collecting some items. We don't have a whole lot. We still need a lot more, so I'm really asking for people to dig through their garages, their basements, their attics, their sheds, go through the house, and anything that you would be willing to donate, anything at all would be gladly accepted. Just bring it in here to the back of the narthex or take it downstairs to the gym. If it's too large to move, call and we'll send somebody to get it. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be furniture, tools, clothes, artwork, dishes, cups, you name it, we'll take it and give it away. It's part of our extravagant love that this church, that we want to be known for. Extravagant love. So that's August the 26th. So please make donations for that. And then our picnic tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, Oak Hollow Park. You can be there at 4 if you'd like to help set up. We're planning on eating at 6, I believe. But we're going to gather at 5. We're going to have some games and some fun things to do. And then after we're done eating and that, we will gather together and have a Vesper service, which just means an evening service. It'll be a brief service to wind up the day. So Oak Hollow Park tomorrow. And it doesn't matter if you have anything to bring or not. There'll be plenty of food and hope to see you there. Also, one other thing. Anybody interested in joining the church that is not already a member? We have several people lined up who have expressed interest in joining the church, so I'm going to have a new members class. So for a couple of weeks, we'll ask around, and if you know of anybody who wants to join the church, have them get in touch with me or the office, and we'll set a date for the classes. They're held during the Sunday school hour. Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and Lord, we thank you. Thank you for our children. Thank you for this place, for each other, for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us. Thank you for peace that we have in our land right now. And God, we pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us and anoint us, Lord. Pour out your Spirit upon this service that it would be pleasing to you and life-changing to all of us. So come, Holy Spirit. Fill us with love for one another and especially with love for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. We welcome you, whether you're a member or a visitor. We're glad to have you here. And if you are a visitor, we have a little packet for you out in the narthex that you can see the ushers, and they will get one to you. I see a few faces I haven't seen before. Glad to have you here today. Please check your notices in the bulletin. A lot of good things happening, and some help needed, too. So see where you can fit in. Let me see. In the red register pads are along the aisle, the center aisle. Please fill that out and pass it to your neighbor so we can see who's here today. Diane has an announcement.
First of all, I would like to add to what Pastor Bruce said about the picnic. Please know that it's not just for members. It's not just for regular attenders. It's for everybody. If you are visiting here for the first time, if you are a regular attender and not a member, if you are a member, if you are a friend of somebody here and you're not even here today, of course you wouldn't hear me, But anyway, please come to the picnic, even if you haven't signed up for it. We're going to have plenty of food, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, on the clipboard today, we have some opportunities for service. Now, a lot of times I'm reminded of a poem I read somewhere. Everybody knew that somebody ought to do something, and anybody could do it, but nobody ended up doing it. I'd like you to be a somebody. I want you to search your hearts, find out what your gifts are, find out how much time you have, and there are some opportunities for service here on the clipboard. We have acolytes, communion stewards, greeters, ushers, worship hosts. We also have time for people to make cookies and help out with the coffee hours, and that slip is out actually in the narthex on the bulletin board. We need people to do the sound team, and we're going to be needing people for choirs and for the bell choirs. I don't have papers for the sound team and the bell choir and the choirs yet, because I was going to hit you with that next week. But if you are here now and you might not be here next week and you want to do one of those things, write it on one of the sheets. We'd appreciate it. Okay? Thank you very much. Be somebody.
Please notice, too, that if you are going back to school and you have a backpack, which most of the kids seem to have now, there will be a blessing of the backpacks next week. So please bring your back. You know what you're supposed to bring. We want to get you off to school with a good start. Okay. There's some camp news and other things in the special sale coming up, and the collection for the children is for Beverly's birthday. That's coming up, so in a few minutes. So please read the announcements. And there's also in the red folder that you sign, there's some cards in there. If you have a prayer request, fill that out and stick it at the end of the pew. There's a place to stick that, and the ushers will come collect that for our prayer time. Okay, I think that's everything. Thank you. Oh, I always forget the memory verse. This is a good one this month. On the top of your bulletin, there is a memory verse for August. And would you please repeat it with me? We're going to say it twice. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. I hope that's familiar to a few people here. Probably something you memorized once upon a time. Let's continue with our worship. Thank you. Join together in our call to worship. Please stand. It's in your bulletin, Psalm 105, verses 1 through 6. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on God's name and make known God's deeds among the peoples. Sing to the Lord. Sing praises. Tell all of God's wonderful works. Glory in God's holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek the Lord's presence continually.
Remember the wonderful works God has done, the miracles and judgments God has uttered. An offering. Let's join in singing hymn number 512, Stand By Me.
Trinity, you want to come down and bring your parents with you? Sponsors, if they're here too. Bring a hymnal with you. Page 39. Everybody turn to 39. This is an important sacrament in the church. Rite of baptism. Baptism marks a transformation in our lives, not only in the child, no matter what the age, but also in the sponsors and the families. It is a commitment. It is a part of becoming a member of the family of God and taking part in God's mighty acts of salvation. It sets us apart. So please follow along. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. God bless you. And Trinity is here for baptism. Now, Mom and Dad and I went over these questions, but we're going to go over them again so that you can hear their response as well as the sponsors. And your first names are?
Robert.
Stephanie. Robert and Stephanie. Okay. So this question is to the parents and the sponsors, okay? On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in His grace, that free love that He gives us that we can't earn? And do you promise to serve Him as your Lord every day of your life in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
And will you nurture Trinity in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will.
I will.
To Trinity's new family, which you are about to become, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Trinity now before you in your care? And now let us all join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. The third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised.
Lord of the earth, tell of God's mercy each day.
In the fullness of time you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations.
Declare His works to the nations, His glory among all the people.
Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and she who is about to receive it, to wash away her sin, clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in His final victory. Hey, Trinity, I'm going to put some of this water on your head, okay? And I'm going to baptize you. It's warm water. See? Trinity, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And all of God's children said, Amen. Now it is our joy to welcome our new sister in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Trinity to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. Your family, Trinity, your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Welcome the child, meet her as one, take her and lift her up to the sun. Show her the truth you know life to be. Welcome the child for me.
That's right, Trinity. And now the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you, Trinity, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Okay, big round of applause for sponsors, and give me a hug here. Morning.
Morning.
Who loves us?
Jesus
loves us bunches and bunches. Jesus loves all of them too. You know, Jesus loves us so much. He wants us to lead productive lives. He wants us to love others. He tells us how to deal with all kinds of situations in life. and gives us rules for living. Now, we learn that, of course, by reading the Bible, going to church and Sunday school, and listening to our elders, and people teach us about the Bible, and that's how we learn all that stuff. Jesus doesn't expect us to remember it all on our own, though. Instead, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will remind us of everything that he said and everything that he did so that we can do the same. So it's the Holy Spirit that helps us along. It's kind of like this. Do you know the Lord's Prayer? Okay, I want you to say the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to say it, and you repeat what I say, okay? Okay, so I'm just going to say it to you.
Give us this day
our daily bread,
and forgive us
our trespasses
as we forgive
those who trespass
against us.
And lead us not
into temptation,
but deliver us
from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
and the power,
and the glory
forever.
Amen.
Okay. All right. We're going to try something else, too. Come on with me. Okay. I'm going to tell you what to say, and then you say this to the people I tell you, okay?
Tell baby right here that Jesus loves her.
Say it nice and loud, okay?
I heard.
Okay. Did you hear?
Good.
Ah, come on back here. Shake Ethel's hand. Okay, come on over here. Give Dawn a high five. Okay. All right. On up here. So I told you what to say and you said it. I told you what to do and you did it. And that's how the Holy Spirit works. When we learn how to listen to the Holy Spirit and we practice it and we grow in our faith and understanding of the Bible and what Jesus wants us to do with our lives, you will learn as you get older to listen to the Holy Spirit talk to you. It's God's Spirit telling you what to do and what to say. So the more you learn it, the easier it is to hear it. And we all need that, to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit and guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us live every day of our lives. For we pray this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Okay.
Thank you, Tyler. Our reading today in the is in the book of Romans. I'll find the right page here. There we go. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 15. I'm reading from the New Living Bible. Okay. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. The scriptures tell us anyone who believes in him will not be disappointed. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They all have the same Lord who generously gives his riches to all who ask for them. For anyone who calls on the name of the Lord to be saved. Now, how can they call on him to be saved unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they never heard about him? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is what the scriptures mean when they say, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." At this time, the ushers will come forward for our gifts and God's tithes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. And we give, Lord, as a way of saying thank you for all that you have given to us. We give with a cheerful heart. We give out of obedience. We give to support the ministry, God. We give, Lord, to send the message that we love people, that we believe in Jesus, and so we give. And we pray, God, that you would bless and multiply it. Use it as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Joys and concerns. What's that? Okay. What other joys do we have? Family. Okay. Joyce's cataract surgery went well this week. Praise the Lord for that. Indoor plumbing. Thank you, Connie. Fresh garden tomatoes. And Pat and Laura from last night's service brought me a bag of snap peas and tomatoes. And I went home last night after the service and had a toasted tomato and mayonnaise sandwich. So good. No, nothing else on it. But somebody told me today, add peanut butter to that, and they said you'll really like it. I'll try it. Other joys. Grandchildren. This weather is beautiful. Okay, Tyler's 16th birthday yesterday. Congratulations. That's a joy, too, is the music, the gift that he's sharing with us. Yeah. Anybody else have a joy? Well, for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, pens and pencils. Scratch this down on some piece of paper somewhere. Make a mental note. But we want to pray for Marion. She fell Friday, I understand. Hurt today. Got a little bruised up. We want to pray for a Eugene. Had a going to have a kidney removed. Tomorrow, Pastor Stephen in the youth group. Pray for our country and our country's leaders, especially in these turbulent times, the situation with North Korea and what happened down in Charlottesville, Virginia. We've come so far, and yet racism is alive and well, so we need to fight that. Please pray for the ministries of this church. Pray for David and Doris, Lois. Pray for Patty, Connie's sister. For Bonnie. Stoyan, our janitor, lost his mother over in Europe. Let's pray for Stoyan and his family. And then Mark, who was janitor here at one time, our custodian. Mark also just lost his mother, so pray for Mark and his family. Who else? Dolores, for good test results. Jason, And what was that, Suzanne? Who else? Men and women in the military. Let's pray for our first responders. Let's pray for addicts and family and friends. Okay, pray for North Korea. It's our understanding. I mean, who knows what's being fed to who, but it's our understanding. People of North Korea are being fed a pack of lies concerning us and are very oppressed. Terry? Okay, pray for Terry. Pray for Trinity. Unspoken. Raise your hand. God sees that hand, knows the details. Okay, yes. Please make sure you check the bulletin for also for prayer requests. So for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we do give you thanks for our blessings, for indeed we are a blessed people. And Lord, we also lift up into the light and love of your presence by faith. We lift up to you, Lord, Terry, addicts, family and friends, that whole situation in North Korea, with North Korea. Men and women in their families in the military, first responders. We lift up to Marion and Eugene, our country and our country's leaders, Doug, our church, Lord. We lift up to Trinity and Patty, David and Doris and Lois, Stoyan and his family, Mark and his family. Pastor Stephen and the youth group, Bonnie, Jason, Jeff, Dolores, and the unspoken request. We lift up to you, Trinity, God. Bless her and her family. We lift up Tyler unto you, Lord, not just for his birthday, but for his musical ministry. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come and bless us, heal us, deliver us. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And with you, God, all things are possible. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. We pray all this in Jesus' name, giving you all the honor and the glory and the praise. And now we pray the prayer that our Lord taught us. Whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And P.S., Lord, Dakota as well. Please stand for the reading of the gospel, if you are able. This is from Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, tell me to come to you. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they had climbed back into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. Okay. I need volunteers. Volunteers. I'm going to need at least four, probably five, six, or seven, but don't all run at once here. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down and step up here. Up here. And Suzanne, just right. Just over there would be good. But up here. Up here. I need a few more. This is easy. Easy peasy. Not a problem. New people are okay too, you know. It's just a little song and a dance they have to do. You can just wing it. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. You all are in a boat. You're in a boat. It is rocking because the wind is against it. And the waves are white-capped. I'm telling you, these are big waves on this lake. The disciples are in the boat. Most of them are experienced fishermen. So they are comfortable in that boat. They've been there all night, and now it is the darkest before the dawn. It is the fourth watch of the night. And they're out there in the boat, a considerable distance from the shore, talking about the miracles that Jesus had just performed, wondering where it's all going, what was going to be done. Some of them may have been sleeping. But they're in a wooden fishing boat. Many of them had earned their living. But this was a fishing area, and the lake is a big lake. We're talking about like Erie Lake or something. This is a huge lake. Because there's all kind of cities around this lake, and people earn their living by fishing in this lake. Now, the boat that they're in is not an ocean liner with all these lights and modern conveniences. The boat that they're in is not even a pontoon boat. It's just a wooden fishing boat. And the waves are crashing up against the boat, and some spray is coming over. No, you're not getting seasick. You're used to this. You're fishermen. Oh, you're Matthew the publican. You've been behind a desk. Now you're out in the boat. But the boat is rocking back and forth late at night. Somebody looking out says, what is that? And you can't see anything. It's pitch black. And it's not like all these cities are lit up like they are today. But the waves, they're breaking and they're foaming white at the top. But there's something else white. It's getting closer, but you can't make out what it is. And pretty soon, the disciples are all staring. What is that? What is that? I don't know. What is it? And it gets a little bit closer, and you see that it's a person walking on the water. And the Bible says that they all cry out in fear. Oh, no. Oh, no. What is this? They're afraid, grown men. No, just all men, all disciples. Well, we've got, but for argument's sake, yeah, yes. And so they cry out in fear. And of course, Jesus says, don't be afraid. It's me. It's me. Don't be afraid. Take courage. It's okay. But everybody in the boat's going, oh, yeah. He's walking on water. See, they didn't believe him right away, else Peter wouldn't have said, if it's you, tell me to come out there. Because that's what Peter does. Peter says, if it's you, Jesus, bid me come out there. Eric, you're Peter. Come on out here. Now, you notice he just walked out here. Let me tell you what would have happened, though. Back up here. Peter says, if it's you, Jesus, tell me to come out there. Back up in the boat. Of course, Jesus says, yes, it's me. Peter goes to get out of the boat. What do you think would have happened at the moment he started climbing over the edge of the boat? Man, everybody else would have been saying, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't. You're nuts. You can't do this. It's impossible. Peter, you know you've been working in a boat all your life. You can't walk on water. Stay in the boat. It's nice. It's comfortable. It's what we know. It's where we're safe. Don't get out of the boat. But we all know Peter, don't we? And Peter actually walks on water. And he's walking towards Jesus. And as long as he's got his eyes focused on Jesus, he just ignores the rest of life, the waves, and he's walking on the water. And then he fills the spray, and he looks around, takes his eyes off of Jesus, starts looking at the circumstances, and he begins to sink. Good. That's good. I picked him for a reason. He's good. Jesus, who continued to walk towards him, then reaches out his hand, takes his hand, lifts him up, and says, come on. You of little faith, why did you doubt? And they both get back into the boat. Thank you. You may return to your seats. That boat is where everything is nice and comfortable. That boat is where all the traditions lie. That boat is our sanctuary. It's where we're used to how things are done. We've always done it that way. That boat could be the death of us because we won't get out of it. But if we're willing to be bold, if we will look out into the sea of life and look for Jesus, and when we see him, say, is that you, Jesus? Do you want me to come out there? And Jesus says, come. Then we get out, and we get out of what is comfortable for us, and we dare to do something different. We dare to get involved where we haven't been involved before because it's Jesus. And Jesus is saying, come. Get out of the boat. Because we were made to be different. We were made to love this world with an extravagant love, the extravagant love of God, because that's how he loved us. And so we have to ask ourselves, is Jesus calling me to get out of the boat? If so, to do what? Doesn't matter. And let me tell you, there we have so many opportunities here in the church. We've just passed a clipboard around for some things. We need more people to volunteer for the soundboard. We have the community dinner coming up at the end of September. We've got that giveaway coming up, and we need more donations. We need people to help with it. See Lonnie. He's in charge of it. We got that drug seminar coming up. Becky Rudy's in charge of that. Contact her if you can help. We need people to be there to help set up and clean up, and we need speakers in that, and she's doing a great job with that. We've got a taxi service coming up. New membership classes. Next week I'm teaching a Sunday school class. We've got the picnic tomorrow. I mean, there is just so much going on, things that we want to do. We need more people on the prayer line. I was talking to Gene, and people on the prayer line have died off or moved away. We need more people who are willing to receive a phone call and then to pray about whatever the prayer request is and then pass it on to somebody else. Easy. And then we need those prayer warriors, and in a couple weeks you're going to get your names. And the prayer warrior is a difference than the prayer line. The prayer warriors are going to be people who are going to pray for everybody on their prayer list. God is calling us to get out of the boat to do something different with our lives. And it's scary because we'd rather stay in the boat where everything is comfortable, where we know how everything works. It's safe. And the wind is blowing and the boat is rocking. The world is being turned upside down and it's hurting and it needs us to be bold in our faith to get out of the boat. So listen to the Holy Spirit, because that's Jesus calling you to get out of the boat and to walk on water. There's going to be people who are going to try and hold you back. There's going to be people who are going to complain about what you want to get involved in. There's going to be people who are going to tell you, you can't do that. Well, you just ignore them. And you get out of that boat and you walk on that water. You get involved in your neighbor's life. You get involved in your family member's life who need you. You get involved at work. You get involved in your community. You get involved in church. That's getting out of the boat. And that's what we're called to do. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I'm getting out of this boat. So make up your mind. What is it that you want me to do, God? If it's you, tell me to come. And Jesus is saying, come, walk on the water. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing, Here I Am, Lord. And while we do, I want you to know that the altar rail is open. Altar rail is always open, but it is open particularly here during the singing of the last hymn. And if you want to come down to the altar rail and touch the hem of Jesus' garment, you are more than welcome. Come, let's get out of the boat. That boat is our comfort zone, whether it's the boat at work, the boat at home, the boat at church, the boat in your community. Getting out of it means getting involved. And God is calling us. Peter did it, so can we. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us. Fill us with holy boldness and open up our eyes to see, God, where we need to get out of the boat. And we do it, God, for your honor and glory and praise alone. In Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. I'll see you at the picnic tomorrow night.